right now with Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3. Thank you for joining us here on a Monday. As always, we truly appreciate it. And if you'd like to weigh in, of course, hey, this is your chance to weigh in on the local and national news stories of the day. Text me, 850-437-1620. Hey, enjoy a night of fun, fashion, and philanthropy at the 46th Annual Stepping Out in Style Fashion Show. It's presented by the Women's Board of Baptist Healthcare Foundation, and it's going to be on October 27th. So it's a little ways away, but it'll be here before we know it. It's going to be at Sanders Beach Corinne Jones Resource Center, and fashions are provided by Bloutique, Gulf Coast Cabbie Stylists, Dillard's, The Market, and Mainly Shoes, and the South Outfitters. The night begins at 5:30 with cocktails and hors d'oeuvres and a silent auction, followed by a live auction and a fashion show. Sponsorships are available now, and for more details, go to our website, newsradio923.com.
Now it's time for your top trending news.
Top trending news this hour. Well, a meeting planned for tomorrow. They're going to be discussing Artemis 1, the rocket launch after it had to be canceled earlier today. The next launch window, possibly on Friday. However, mission manager Mike Serafin refused to take a guess on whether the launch will actually be able to happen then or not. Serena Williams getting ready to play what might be her final match of her career. She announced earlier this month the U.S. Open in New York would be her final tournament. The 40-year-old is facing a 21-year-old opponent, Danka Kovanec. That'll be in the first round of the tournament. According to reports, the 23-time Grand Slam winner has about 100 family and friends on hand to witness what might be her final match. Twitter subpoenaing whistleblower Peter Zatko over documents related to his separation from the company and any buying or selling of Twitter stock.
Zatko is the company's former security chief, and he made allegations that it's negligent in its handling of cybersecurity risks. He also claimed the company doesn't do anything about fake accounts, which Elon Musk said was the reason behind him not buying Twitter. The company claimed it fired Zatko for poor performance. Twitter subpoena wants Zatko to produce all documentation concerning the impact of fake accounts. I'm Lisa Taylor.
Bobby, I know you're a real jet setter kind of guy sometimes, all over the place, here and there and everywhere.
Yeah.
Have you ever been on an Air France flight?
No, I have not.
No, never had the pleasure. Well, I guess we'll file this under things that we sure hope won't happen when we're on a flight. Apparently, a couple of Air France pilots got suspended after getting into a fight in the cockpit recently. Air France said this weekend that the pilots were physically fighting. They were flying from Geneva to Paris. Apparently, this was a month or two ago, but it just got released here this weekend. The airline says the flight was able to continue and land safely, but apparently the pilots got into an argument about something, grabbed each other. They were physically fighting. Members of the flight crew had to step in and separate them. Then one of the members of the flight crew, I guess, had to stay there to make sure it didn't flare back up. Seemed like a real crazy situation.
It was French pilots, I assume, then, right?
Yeah, yeah.
They just needed some French fries. They'd probably have been all right. So,
I don't know why they didn't have them.
French fries make everybody happy. So, there's what? I don't know what I would do if I found out my pilot was fighting with the co-pilot on a plane. That would be, I would think it was a joke. That's probably what I'm like, oh, this is a funny thing.
There's no way
you
that's
guys are like Southwest
right?
Air. This is hilarious. I'd just be, you know, wouldn't even have anything to, like, any kind of response to it, because that would be very disconcerting that your pilots are fighting. Why? It just would not be a nice way to, like, okay, so are we going to land safely? That's all I care about. Are we going to land safely? And they're like, we don't know yet. You know, we have to figure this out. That's pretty bizarre. So,
well, I'm just surprised. I mean, the French people seem like they're, you know, they don't seem like the type to start just fighting over nothing.
That's true.
Right?
They do not have reputation when it comes to their aggressive nature or lack thereof. So, yes. I mean, look, we just named something French fries and they just let us do it. Like, they're just fine. It's just, they're not from France, but fine. You can go ahead and name them that. So that's their level of aggression. So this is very surprising. Maybe these people are from like Germany or America, and they happen to fly for Air France.
A Lufthansa flight, sure. Yeah. I would see this happening,
yeah,
right?
Exactly.
But Air France, what?
No, They must be foreign pilots flying for Air France. That's the only logical explanation.
Oh, that could be. Well, worker shortage, yeah.
Worker shortage.
Makes sense now.
That's right. Speaking of the worker shortage on flights, I mean, we continue to see every weekend lots of cancellations, lots of delays. And I had two friends here in town got canceled. A flight got canceled trying to leave town. And so it's just still – and it always just comes down to worker shortage. So this is the things I've identified just this weekend where there's worker shortage. Of course, still hospitality restaurants. Like, went to a restaurant that is like half the tables were empty. And they were like, we can't seat anybody because we don't have the wait staff. Okay, so we already know that one. That one's been ongoing, right? Wait staff shortage. But now we got the airlines having a shortage of both flight attendants as well as pilots. And then you got, and in fact, I think even the airport is having a hard time hiring people. But then you also have a shortage, I just found, still nurses. Remember how we lost a bunch of nurses during COVID
because
didn't want to be vaccinated and things like that? Or they just got burned out and they're like, forget about this. And I was talking to somebody over the weekend, massive nursing shortage still. And of course, we have teacher shortage. Like those, and then on top of that, we still have what we always had, which is cybersecurity professionals, you know, a shortage of them. So there's some pretty big fields right there where there's a lot of workers needed. And just not enough people to fill those spots.
Also, the military's had record low recruiting, too.
Oh, there's that, too. Yeah. Good point. Yeah. All right. It's Pensacola it's Pensacola right now with Bobby Rossi. Let's get traffic on the fives of Gracie Wolf.
We do have an accident that just popped up on FHP. That's going to be East 9 Mile Road and North Palafox Street. Not seeing any roadway roadblocks there, as well as it looks like it's moving pretty smoothly, but just keep that in mind. I-10 and I-110, check it and clear. Everyday afternoon traffic starting to form on Davis right near University, as well as University getting on to Davis is a little backing up a little bit, and as well as 98 leaving Gulf Breeze heading towards Tiger Point. You'll see that everyday traffic starting to form in front of the nature preserve. If you do see something else slowing you down on the roads, just give me a call to the traffic line, 850-262-6111. I'm Gracie Wolf with your traffic on the fives.
All right, coming up here next, I do want to bring up the there's a new program over in Gulf Shores. I don't know if it's Gulf Shores High School. Yeah, it's Gulf Shores High School. I do want to bring this up. I was going to bring it up a few weeks ago, and I just didn't have time. But I think it's important enough to bring, because we're just talking about the worker shortage in aviation. It's a cool thing going on over at Gulf Shores High School. I'll talk about it next.
You know what you want to do in retirement, but do you know how to get there? Tune in to What Your Money Would Say with Andrew McNair of Swan Capital, Saturdays at 1, to get answers to your retirement planning questions. Plan today so you can do all the things you've dreamt about doing in retirement. Don't miss What Your Money Would Say with Andrew McNair, Saturdays at 1. Firm offers insurance services, advisory services offered through Swan Capital, LLC.
Summer season is here, and Florida summers can really be hot. But despite the warm temperatures, your garden can still produce some beautiful flowers and delicious vegetables. Get all of your garden tips from me, Mike Wiggins, on The Garden Line, heard on the Pensacola Expert Panel every Tuesday from 9 till 10, and Encore Hour Saturday from 9 till 10 on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
The Garden Line is presented by Barnes Feed Store, Pensacola Hardware, and Blue Sky Landscaping.
Local Talk with Andrew McKay, Jenna Barr, Bobby Rossi. National Talk with Brian Kilmeade and Dave Ramsey on News Radio 92.3.
On News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. So we were just talking about a massive shortage of aviation personnel, whether it be pilots or flight attendants. And Gulf Shores High School is in their second year of their aviation program for Gulf Shores High School. That's right. Juniors and seniors interested in aviation can be part of this new program that gives them hands-on training in the mechanical and technical side of the industry. And so this is when they started the school system. They were looking at the needs for the community and things that kids would be interested in. And so they thought something in aviation. So apparently they are building an RV-12 plane. I don't know what an RV plane is, but they're building a plane. So that's part of it. I guess they received the kit from a company called Vans Aircraft, and they just piece it together, and that's pretty cool. They said it takes typically 5 to 10 years to build an airplane from scratch, but with all the hands-on help from the students, it takes kids about 2 years to build the plane. Once the aircraft is built, it'll be flown by licensed pilots within the program. So two Gulf Shores High School seniors will be furthering their careers after high school after being part of the program, and they're continuing in the aviation field when they graduate high school, and they're hoping that it'll just become a trend, right? Like people start their aviation training in high school, and then we'll move on to doing that on a secondary level. And, this goes back to what we used to see a lot with apprenticeship programs, with vocational schooling. We've really gotten away from that a lot over the past, I don't know how many years, 20 years? Hardly see any vocational schools anymore. But it feels like in this environment, you kind of need it. In fact, I want to talk about that more coming up next as well. Pensacola right now, Bobby Rossi.
Local news with News Radio's news team.
Governor Ron DeSantis is suspending Hillsborough State Attorney Andrew Warren effective immediately. DeSantis says Warren has repeatedly refused to enforce laws passed by the legislature cracking down on child sex change surgeries and abortion restrictions. It includes Warren signing a joint statement in support of gender transition treatments for children and bathroom usage based on gender identity.
On News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable.
The 2022 season of Bands on the Beach has returned thanks to the Santa Rosa Island Authority. This week's band is Class X, a classic rock cover band featuring two powerful lead vocalists and a vast array of material ranging from the 70s, 80s, and 90s, and even some modern-day selections. It's Pensacola right now, Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3. While you're out there, by the way, go by the Cat Country Tent, spin the prize wheel to sample something delicious from Pepsi. Check out the whole lineup on newsradio923.com. And so we'll get your sports hit here in a second. One story I want to bring up as it pertains to we were just talking about jobs. Gulf Shores High School is looking to they've got a second year of their aviation program, and they're hoping that this will help students, kind of like a vocational program where, hey, you get started with your career here in high school, and you got a head start when you graduate high school into whatever the aviation field is that you decide to go to. And so that leads me to something I saw over the weekend as it pertained to the student loan debt forgiveness situation. I saw a lot more arguments. I mentioned before that most of the people I talked to were like, what about me who already paid off my student loans? I saw a couple of other comments from people saying things like, you know, I worked a job in order to keep my student loans down while I was in school. Like, I worked very hard while I was studying in order to not have student loans. You know, what about me? Well, then I saw over the weekend of the other argument of things of, this is important for people to get this relief because a lot of the people who have student loans didn't ever finish getting the degree. And then I saw one that said, here's the thing. They said, at this point, everybody, they basically were saying people don't have a choice anymore. They have to go get they have to go try to get a degree. And because they don't have a choice, because you can't find a job without a degree, then the government should help pay for that. That's the argument. Because you can't find a job without a degree, you can't even get an interview without a degree, which I do understand. Because you can't get an interview without a degree, the government needs to pay for it. Because you're forced to have to go get a degree now. Well, A, you're still not forced to go get a degree. B, that if the government's going to get involved somehow, it's not to make sure everybody can pay for their college education. It's to maybe do some sort of regulations that makes HR departments stop looking at degrees only as the first line of criteria, which I still don't think you can do. I think that, you know, you still allow them to, if a business feels like that should be their first line of qualification to filter out hundreds of resumes, then that should be their right to do it. I might disagree with that, but that doesn't mean anything. They should have the right to do that as a private business. But it sounds like an HR problem to me, not a government problem. And so the government should pay for people's education is not the right answer, I don't think. But you got a lot of people like Bernie Sanders, for example, that's coming out and going, not only is the $10,000 not far enough, we need to just go ahead and make at least community colleges free for all Americans. And so the idea of doing student loan forgiveness is along the pathway of having free college. That's kind of like the path that they're trying to go towards. Top three stories here real quick, then we'll get your traffic on the fives and then in your sports hit. So first of all, Ukrainian troops took back four villages in the south from Russian occupation. And Elon Musk has subpoenaed Twitter's whistleblower pertaining to information on spam and things like that. And then finally, more monkeypox vaccines are going to be distributed by the United States. Let's get traffic on the fives with Gracie Wolf.
Roadways are checking and clear without any major delays. We do have an accident on Gulf Breeze Parkway. This is going to be right past the Garcon Point Bridge. Not seeing any slowdowns because of it, but just keep that in mind if you are going through that area. Taking a look at 9th Avenue, we're looking good in both the north and southbound lanes, but not seeing anything to slow you down. If you do see something on the road slowing you down, just give me a call to the traffic line, 850-262-6111. And this traffic report brought to you by Avalon HR. With everything going on, you need Avalon. I'm Gracie Wolf with your traffic on the fives.
Here's your sports hit.
All righty, your sports hit here. First of all, Pensacola Blue Wahoos ended up so they ended up having another doubleheader yesterday to make up for a game on the 19th, and they ended up winning four games, losing three. No, yeah, how did they do this? One, two. Oh yeah, yeah. They lost three. They won three. And so they split the series against Montgomery after having a doubleheader yesterday. And then they're off today, and then they pick up a away series against Chattanooga tomorrow. And, of course, those games can always be found on our sister station, ESPN Pensacola, 1330 AM, 99.1 FM. Then we got the U.S. Open going on today, and I think the one that a lot of people are looking at is tonight. Serena Williams, I believe, is playing at 6 o'clock on ESPN. This could be Serena Williams' last game, last match that she plays. Then Miami Marlins are going to be playing the Dodgers later tonight. Then you've got the I thought there was one other one. I don't see it. I was looking at, oh yeah, ESPN Plus, 8:45. San Diego Padres are playing the Giants. Then in sports news, Jimmy Garoppolo is going to remain with the 49ers in 2022. Looks like he's worked out a deal to stay with them. And then the running back for the Washington, what are they called? Commanders. He's doing well after being shot in a robbery attempt against him. And he may return in 2022 still. He's not going to be out for the entire season, at least just yet. And then there is oh, yeah, and Jimmy Garoppolo's deal is just a one-year deal, by the way. Then in other sports news, the head coach for the Carolina Panthers says that Sam Darnold, the backup quarterback, is going to be out at least 4 weeks with a high ankle sprain. And the Steelers running back Harris has been dealing with a Lisfranc injury. Oh, that's vicious. I mean, that's something that can – that's been a career ender for some people in the past, and so he's been dealing with that. All right, it's Pensacola right now. Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. I saw this story here about jobs working. Millennials. Nope, not millennials. I jumped ahead. Generation Z. Generation Z. One in four Generation Z people, their goal for their work life is to be a social media influencer. One in four, that's their plan, to become a social media influencer. Why do you laugh? I heard you laugh there.
Because I'm a Generation Z. So
yes, you are.
Yeah. I don't know. It's just funny. I could think of a lot of people that are like, I'm just going to quit my job and start a YouTube channel.
Yeah.
I can think of a lot of friends who have said that to me.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
They've actually said that.
Yeah.
Just going to quit the job, do the YouTube channel. Start an Instagram.
TikTok full
just become
full-time.
An Instagram or TikTok influencer, and they're just going to do that full-time, and they're going to make tons of
money.
They
never do it, but they just say that when you get home from work and you're upset.
Yeah. One out of four are like, yeah, this is what I'm going to do. This is going to be the type of celebrity I am. Don't get me wrong. So some social media influencers make a lot of freaking money. They make a lot of money. I actually have two friends who are social media influencers. They don't even have, like, a huge following. But they make enough money that they're like they still have other jobs that they do. Like one is a realtor, and another one is like a photographer or something. But they make enough money that basically the social media influencing thing helps them go on vacation like once a month. Yeah. Like they go on vacation once a month off the money from the social media influencing stuff.
Or someone sponsors their trip to go do it too.
Yeah, and I was gonna say, and usually when they're on the trip, all of their goodies that they take with them are all sponsored. Like people sent them all this stuff, and they're opening all these packages and all this other stuff like that. So, yeah, there's a now what I thought was interesting about the survey, though. So one out of four plan to become a social media influencer. But what's interesting about it, men, more likely than women, feel that that is their only viable career path. Their only viable career path is to become an influencer, which, first of all, which I think is ironic, because what I usually see is women are the ones that are successful at being influencers more than men. Yet the guys who are Generation Z are like, that's my only viable career path. There's nothing else I can do. Well, you could probably become a truck driver. Probably get your CDL and be a truck driver, make six figures. Nope, I don't think I'll be able to do that. That's not viable. You could probably go into pilot program or flight attendant program. There's lots of job opening there. Nope. Don't think that's viable. You could, you know what I mean? Like, that's okay. I don't mean to laugh if you're listening. I apologize for mocking your pain, but I am mocking your pain. It's Pensacola right now with Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3. Coming up here next, I've got a quick update from David Wayne over the newsroom. And then, do you silently judge other people? Well, we can talk about that as well. I do want to read a couple of these things here about our, paying back student loans. And I was saying, some people were saying, we don't have a choice anymore. You got to go get a degree. So if you got to go get a degree, you got to get student loans, and therefore the government should pay it off. And the reason why you don't have a choice anymore is because you can't get a job without a degree anymore. That's the mentality. Here's a text. It's not on the back of the government to pay for your education. You don't need a degree. You just need to get out and go to work, because there are jobs out there. You might not start as a supervisor or a manager, but you can work your way up. You get the government involved in everything, and it's going to just be just like they want. Socialism. Here's a text. Kids coming out of the high school into the military do it for the college benefits through the GI Bill. Free college will dry up recruits. Recruitments are down now. Well, good point. So you can get your free college, go to the military, and yet the recruitment is down still. If your only viable career path, wait, I just want to pause right there. Part of the reason why recruitment is down is because of the vaccine mandate. I'm just going to say it. That's a part of it. The COVID-19 vaccine mandate. I know, I'd say, half the people I knew who are in the military are out now are because of the COVID vaccine mandate. And, I mean, so they just kicked people out by their ridiculous mandate So that's on them. If your only viable career path is to be a social media influencer, you need to take a good long look at yourself. Social media is destroying society. Yeah, what is that saying about the individual who wants to be the influencer? All right, it's Pensacola right now. Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3. It's Pensacola right now with Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable. Let's go over to David Wayne in the newsroom real quick. David, what's up with the news?
Well, Bobby, you know, fall is almost here, and Starbucks is bringing back its pumpkin spice lattes tomorrow.
Oh.
But they're also raising the prices, and they're blaming inflation. Inflation bringing the new the price up for a grande by 50 cents, a 4% increase from last year.
Ooh. It's Biden's fault. It's the Biden tax. There you go. Your pumpkin spice latte is going to be more expensive. And Gracie's already complaining about it. I can see it on her face.
Like, I already have planned in my schedule to stop at Starbucks on the way to work. Not cool.
Just planning on 4% more, that's all. All right. Gracie, what do we got going on with traffic?
Our roads are looking pretty good. Not going to see anything to slow you down too bad. I-10 and I-110 checking in clear. You'll have your everyday patchy traffic throughout 9 Mile Road, but nothing too bad. And we're looking good throughout Pace and Milton on Highway 90 as well. If you do see something else slowing you down on the road, just give me a call to the traffic line, 850-262-6111. I'm Gracie Wolf with your traffic on the fives.
All right. So I saw a couple of stories here. One, you should not charge your phone overnight. Do you charge your phone overnight?
I have to.
Me too.
Yeah.
And we kind of talked about this before a little bit, that they say, though, it's really bad for your battery because it just charges it past. So it gets, once your battery is fully charged, you're supposed to unplug it, because if you charge it beyond that, then it starts to like overheat the battery, and it's just too much. And the more the battery gets overheated, the weaker it becomes, and it can make the battery die faster. And so it's bad for your battery to charge it all night long. So instead, charge it 30 or 45 minutes before you go to bed, and then like 30 or 45 minutes when you wake up in the morning. My problem with that is, will 30 or 45 minutes charge your phone all the way?
I don't know.
I don't think it will.
Maybe I have like that fast charger. Do you have one of those chargers?
I don't know. What's this fast charger? Please explain.
Well, like instead of like a USB, it now has like that little one.
Oh, yeah.
And
now
those, I feel like those work a little bit better. But I can't keep my phone on the charger that long in the morning. Like since high school, people have been telling me that, like, you're not supposed to do that. It's like, whatever. Yeah. I don't care.
And there's sometimes where if I can't sleep, I'll put in like some meditation music or something and it's playing on my phone. So it'll definitely kill my battery. And then as soon as I wake up in the morning, I'm on my phone. So it needs to have battery life when I wake up. Yeah. It can't be like half battery life. So going along with that, when you go on vacation, how much do you want to be connected to the internet? That was a question that was posed on YouGov. How much do you want to be able to access the internet when you're on vacation? 44% said they want full access. They want constant full access, 44%. Like, just because they're on vacation doesn't mean they want to be disconnected. 41% said they still want occasional limited access. Only 7% said they want no access at all. And so when you broke this down by age and trying to figure out, okay, where does this come from? So not surprisingly, the younger the generation, the more they're like, I need access. So amongst 18 to 29-year-olds, it was like 86% were like, I need to have either full or at least most access. But when you go all the way down to 65 plus, then that number drops to just about 80%. So it's still a lot, though. It goes from 50% saying they want full constant access down to 35% saying they want full constant access. But 10% saying they don't want any access if they're over the age of 65, whereas only 5% want no access if they're 18 to 29. For me, in an ideal world, I would like no access, but I don't live in an ideal world. I'm going to need access. I'm going to need access to the internet. You know what I mean? All right. It's Pensacola right now. Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3.
Here is today's sign of the apocalypse.
This is it, the apocalypse.
Oh, man. I have to get into the story a lot more at 6:40. But a guy was on a honeymoon. He got arrested here in Florida on his honeymoon because he was trying to hire a prostitute. Yeah, you know you got marital problems. When on your honeymoon, your beau is trying to hire a prostitute. You may be addicted to sex. I'm just saying.